The pony story didn't end at the bottom of the cliff. No. The princess had a great idea. She decided that she was going to be a rock climber. So she decided that first of all she needed a bit of practice climbing rocks. So she started to climb the rocks at the bottom of the cliff. Now, have you ever done any rock climbing?
Yes.
Do you have any idea what it's like?
No. What? To climb real rocks.
Yeah, but what kind of rock climbing have you ever done?
Rock climbing on walls in camp.
Right. And what was that like?
It was fun, but except you had a harness on.
Right. And is it wise to put a harness on when you're climbing up a cliff if you haven't gone up that cliff before?
Yes.
Right. So somehow we have got to get a harness for the princess, haven't we? Otherwise she'll never be able to climb up the cliff safely.
Dad, why don't you think about something amazing, like the princess story? The princess had a dream about you. She had wings. She found some lovely flowers. She put two in her ears, and one she ate, and she had big wings. Why don't you do something amazing like that?
And she flew up to the top.
And then she heard a noise. And she got really scared, so she jumped back. And she swallowed the flower again, and she got big wings.
And she didn't crash to the ground. She was able to go. And that's exactly what happened. She bent down. She bent down. And she actually saw that there was some seaweed at her feet that was growing.
She could use that as a harness.
One of the horses came over and pulled at the seaweed. And suddenly it looked like as if it could be a harness. It looked as if it could be rope. And she realized that she could possibly tie the pieces of seaweed together.
What was it? Again, can you tell me why did she need to go up those steps?
Because she needed to find out what was up at the top of the steps.
Oh, yeah.
There was a sound coming from the top of the steps in the center of the island.
Oh, yeah.
And she knew that she had to go and talk to the stones before she left Kerry, because if she didn't hear wisdom from the stones, she would never be able to find her way safely around the island of Ireland. Somewhere in the middle of the island was a creature called the Oracle, and the Oracle had come to the island on a coracle. A coracle is a round boat. And you get into it, and the ocean carries you. And it's full of wisdom. And out of the coracle came an oracle and settled in the middle of the Skellig Islands.
What's an oracle?
An oracle is a voice of wisdom.
Okay.
A soothsayer. Something that can see the future and help you and give you advice. Do you remember in the King's Story somebody gave the princess some advice? Or gave the prince some advice. Or the king, sorry, I forgot. Gave the king some advice.
The worm. The grandmother witch, who is about to die. And she said, go on or stay with me, and you see, she gave him advice.
She did give him advice. And that is the kind of thing that the princess was looking for in the island. So she started to tie together the pieces of seaweed, but there was a problem. The problem with the seaweed was it was taking forever to put together. Suddenly the princess looked around and she saw that there was a little flower growing out of the side of the cliff. It was called an edelweiss. You know what an edelweiss is?
It's a flower, but...
It is. It's an edelweiss.
What kind of...
Did you ever hear the song of the edelweiss?
Yes.
How does it go?
Edelweiss. Wait, I forget the words. It was a song, but I forget it.
Yeah, but it comes from the sound of music, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what she saw, an Edelweiss in front of her. It had been brought there by some bird from Switzerland, who had flown over there a very, very long time before and carried a seed of an Edelweiss attached to the toe and dropped it, and it landed on the side of the cliff. And I'll tell you what happened next with the Edelweiss, because it was the Edelweiss that helped the princess to success.
How?
I'll tell you later.